Joining me on the phone today is Sam Bradshaw. She's a community organizer with True North Organizing Network. According to their website, True North supports families, elders, and youth of diverse faith traditions, races, cultures, and economic capacities using the power of relationships and disciplined community organizing model to courageously challenge social, economic, and environmental injustice in our region. That is quite a tall order, but Sam is geared up to do that. Sam, welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I want to, I did give a description of what True North is, but if you could further explain exactly what True North does in our community and how it serves the community, our region.
The best way that I could put it is that through building relationships and empowering people to see the strength of their story, we come to the point where we can come together as a group and make, like, asks or have actions that would have genuine effect on the issues that affect our lives so that we can make positive change in our daily lives.
And what drew you to True North, or why did you become a community organizer?
3 years ago, I was doing the Youth Training Academy, which is something that happens every year in Crescent City, and I found out about a lot of things with funding of the schools and stuff, and I just got really passionate about everything from, like, the 3 Read by 23 campaign, which is a literacy project for the youngest children in our area, all the way up to, like, finding out and following when Standing Rock was happening.
So you said 3 years ago, were you a youth at that time?
I was 19.
Wow. So, and just 3 short years later, you were a community organizer. That is a beautiful thing. So that means that the youth that you work with, they're pretty close in age to you. Am I right?
Yeah.
So is that beneficial for you, connecting with the youth that you work with?
It has its pros and cons, because sometimes when I'm, like, giving a serious lesson, they won't, seems like maybe they won't respect me as much as they would if it was somebody more of an authority figure. Uh-huh. But when it comes to building relationships, it can be a big benefit.
So describe some of the things that you do as a community organizer.
The one that's my biggest passion right now is we go to Community Day once a week. And that's the school that all of the probation youth in Delmar County go to. And right now we've been doing a lot of relationship building and team building with them, and, like, a lot of fun games. Because when we first started, we were talking a lot of abstract stuff, and they just weren't at that point yet. Okay. And we're just trying to get them to the point where they trust us and they trust each other. And this week when we went in, we asked them to give us a tour of their school and to talk to us about the parts of it that they like more and stuff. And they have a wood shop room and a greenhouse, and with a bunch of stuff that I actually didn't know. And then I did an activity where it was, what do they know and what would they like to know, so we can plan for future activities. And then next week we're cooking pizza with them, because they're very passionate about learning more about cooking, and they have a commercial kitchen in their room that they don't get to use almost ever.
Wow.
And then I would like to get them to the point where they're close-knit enough as a group and they feel empowered enough that we can organize around issues that affect them. Because as youth in the justice system, there are a lot of issues that affect their lives that they feel they have no control over.
So how many youth are you meeting with on a regular basis in the community?
At Community Day, about 12.
Okay. And overall in your work with youth organizing or with community organizing, how many youth do you encounter on a regular basis?
Probably 30 to 40. I'd like it to be more.
Okay. And sounds like I heard you say something about probation. So some of the youth, I'm guessing, I don't want to use the word at risk. I think we've moved away from using that word, but
One word that we have been using is they're formerly disengaged with school.
I like that better. I like that better. It takes a negative connotation off. So you are interacting with formerly disengaged youth then?
Mm-hmm. And because True North centers helping the disenfranchised and those who need the help most and those closest to the pain.
And have you seen a difference in the youth with their engagement with True North and engagement with you and on a positive swing, so to speak?
Yes. When we first went in, they weren't paying much attention. There was a lot of issues with it. And now the last three or four times we went in, they are so into it that they're going and trying to get the couple that aren't very engaged and be like, come on, come join, and helping us set up the room and stuff. And it's just progressed to such a point where it's you could really see the improvement.
So what would you say to a young person in the community who doesn't see the need for a program like this, or who does not want to be involved? How would you, I don't want to say sell, but how would you propose True North to them in a way that it's inviting?
Well, a little bit of it is the good feeling you get when you give back to your community. And so when you organize, it's a whole big, long process. And so that satisfying feeling of really helping people in your community is a big, altruistic self. And then it also, if you are organizing around the issues that are close to you, then you're going to be affecting the issues that affect your daily life. And you can make change that you really didn't think was possible before.
Wow, I really like that. There's a phrase, something, be the change you want to see. And you, you are reflecting that to the youth, and they are mirroring that, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. That is beautiful. So tell me, what is the most challenging part of your work in community organizing?
One thing that is a challenge is that I'm so early on in it that I don't feel like I don't have the experience to do it perfectly, but I'm learning every time that I do it.
Well, that's a beautiful thing about community organizing. There is no real right or wrong way. It's just the connection and engagement. And if you're seeing positive impact on the youth, sounds like you're doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you describe as some of the most rewarding things you encounter with your work?
When they're really engaged, it's just super, super rewarding.
Uh-huh.
And they were building just a fun little activity where they were having a contest who could build the tallest paper tower. And it was they were getting so into it, and it was just made me so happy.
Oh, and team building skills, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, for that one.
Wow.
And then for other activities, if it's because when we first came in, they wouldn't barely speak up. And now we go around the circle and everyone gives their answer. And it's just seeing that progress and seeing them get into it. It's just really, really rewarding. And when it's bigger actions, it's also behind the stage, and we put on this whole big event. Mm-hmm. It's a huge, just really satisfying. And it's you can feel your power.
So one of the things that I notice about the website of For True North is it looks like there is a pretty significant indigenous component. Is that the main structure, or is that just one of the facets of True North Organizing Network?
My understanding is that it's just one of the facets.
Okay. And what would you say, or what would you tell our listeners what to do if they want to become more involved in True North, or just engagement in their own communities?
I think that connecting to a True North leader would be the first step if you specifically wanted to get involved with True North. And there's a lot of different projects going on with True North, but you could still come in and influence and help plan one. And then if just other community improvement things and community organizing things, I would say to talk to people about the issues that really are affecting them, that are important in their lives, and then build relationships around those. And once you have somewhat of a close-knit group, choose an action.
So give us an example of a couple of the projects that True North is working on where community members can become involved.
In Del Norte, they're a little bit different than in Humboldt, but we have a homeless LOC that's been meeting for over a year, and we've gotten to the point now where we've gotten the Board of Supervisors and the City Council to agree to a resolution that for how we wanted homelessness to be viewed. And then we got a group called the Coalition, Community-Wide Coalition to End Homelessness, to begin meeting that includes tremendous amount of decision makers who have the power to really change these issues. And we also have Whose Schools campaigns, Whose Schools Are Schools, which is centered around getting feedback from families around schools and school climate and funding. And then I've been really working to add a youth component to that, because in the schools, the youth know even better than their families what the experience is.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Sam, thank you for joining me, and thank you for the work that you do in Del Norte County, and additionally, thank you for True North for the work that's done throughout our region. Over the coming weeks, I hope to speak with a few other community organizers within the coastal Humboldt region, the eastern Humboldt region, and hopefully the executive director, Terry Sapahan, as well. So thank you so much for the work that you do, and keep it up.
Thank you.
And lastly, if someone wants to contact you directly about the work that you're doing, how can you be contacted, and what is the main contact for True North?
My email for True North is samb@truenorthorganizing.org, and I'm not sure who would be the central contact for it.
Well, the main website for True North is truenorthorganizing.org as well.
Okay.
All right. Well, Sam, thank you so much for joining me today. And again, thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.